Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahar Jisti. A high-level meeting chaired by Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T. Azilian has finalised the alignment of the critical National Highway 702, which will connect Longlen, Longching, Mon and Tazid. Following a detailed review, stakeholders including MLAs Manpon Konyak, Nemne Konyak and Naiba Konyak, along with officials from NHIDCL, PWD, BRO and IGA North, unanimously approved alignment option number 3, recommended by NHIDCL for its technical feasibility. To address concerns over a 19-kilometre stretch that will be bypassed, the Deputy CM directed the IGA North, who also chairs the Border Roads Network Action Plan, to form a special committee to propose BRO maintenance for continued village connectivity. Mr. Zeeland called the decision a win-win for progress and inclusivity, balancing modern infrastructure with local accessibility. He also urged local MLAs and the Konyak Union to communicate the rationale to the public and ensure smooth project execution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. In his departure statement ahead of embarking on his visit to Japan, Mr. Modi said that focus will be on shaping the next phase in India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership, which has made steady and significant progress over the past 11 years. Prime Minister Modi said that from Japan he will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. He said he looks forward to meeting President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. PM Modi is scheduled to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit today, his first summit meeting with Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. We have a report.
National Sports Day is being celebrated across the country today with a slew of sports activities and competitions. The theme of National Sports Day 2025 is Sports to Promote Peaceful and Inclusive Society. These themes highlight how sports can break barriers, foster teamwork, and bring people together beyond differences of region, religion, or background. It focuses on using sports as a tool for peace, inclusivity, and harmony in communities. Adding to the celebration, the Fit India mission will hold a 3-day nationwide event from today to 31st of August. Campaigns like Ek Ghanta Khel Ke Maidan Mein, meaning 1 hour on the playground, will encourage people to dedicate at least an hour daily to outdoor games and physical activities. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Chief Minister Nipurio on National Sports Day said the state honour its athletes' dedication and reaffirmed commitment to fostering a culture of sports and fitness. Mr. Rio said sports represent strength, discipline and unity and serve as a powerful force that brings the country together. On National Sports Day, Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India and Secretary General of the Nagaland Olympic Association, Abu Mehta, extended warm greetings to the sporting community and the nation while paying tribute to India's legendary athletes. In his message, Mr. Mehta honoured Major Dhyan Chand, the iconic hockey legend celebrated on this day, and paid homage to Dr. Talimarin Au, India's first Olympic football captain and a revered figure from Nagaland. Highlighting Nagaland's growing impact on Indian sports, he said athletes, coaches and sports leaders from the state have brought national and international acclaim. He also praised athletes like Olympian Chakravola Suaro and Paralympic medalist Hokato Hotoje Sema as inspirations for future generations. Mr. Mehta reaffirmed the Nagaland Olympic Association's commitment to sporting excellence and called for continued support to elevate the state's sports ecosystem. Nino's Secret Friend, a children's book by K.V. Z. Kevichisa, was officially launched by Viketuno Ryu, director of The White Owl, at Chumukidima yesterday. Speaking at the launch, Ms. Ryu praised the book's simplicity and emotional depth, calling it a celebration of friendship, imagination and the power of storytelling. She expressed hope that the book would reach many homes and inspire young readers. The author shared that the 50-page illustrated book weaves themes of disappointment, sacrifice and redemptive justice during inspiration from the biblical story of love and restoration. This marks her second book after Nino's Secret Garden 2021 and the 110th publication by Pen Thrill. Publisher Vishwarita Krocha emphasized that the importance of Naga children's literature, noting that stories like Nino's Secret Friend help young readers stay connected to their roots. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.